Doc Rock, Smith Mountain Lake, your feel-good station. Little Christopher Cross for you on this Wednesday morning. Ride like the wind. We're so excited to have on the phone line right now, Neil Howe. Neil is, he's into the arts, and he is part of the Art Council in Smith Mountain. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. Boy, did that song bring back memories. Of course, I'm aging myself. Now, just to let you know, you said Howe. It's H-O-W-E-S. It's like Howe's. How's about that?
Oh, okay. How's about that? Okay.
Listen, my name has been misspelled and mispronounced all my life, so that's nothing new.
I gotcha. Oh, mercy. So Neil, we've talked before, and you're in the arts, and you've got an event coming up beginning October the 17th. Let's talk about it.
All right. First of all, this is the Smith Mountain Arts Council presentation, and we've had this annual arts show. And this year, it will start at October 17th. We're having a grand opening at 6:30. And then after that, the 18th to the 26th will be 10 to 4. It's Kaleidoscope Gathering Place at 2500 Hardy Road, Hardy, Virginia. Now, what this is, it's an exposition of original artwork, varying styles, and reliable artists, all ages. I mean, that's what's so fantastic. And there'll be cash prizes, too.
Okay.
So it'll be an exciting event.
Yeah, that sounds like it. So I'll share my experience. I was in college, and I went up to Washington, D.C., and we went to a couple art galleries. And I have to admit, I was floored, and I was overtaken by this one portrait of a lady. I don't even remember. I back then we didn't have cell phones to take pictures and that kind of thing. But it was interesting. I was drawn in. Talk about how art kind of draws us in and pulls us away, even from maybe the crazy day we've had.
Well, it's an expression of your oneself. Like, my favorite artist is Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother turned me on the arts like I was 10 years old. And it's this expression of feelings. And there's all types of arts. I mean, you can see the modern art, the classics and so forth, and Rembrandts. Just like when I was over in Paris, I saw the Mona Lisa.
Mm.
So there's all types. But that's so great is that this art show, we've got young kids going to participate. And that's that's really great.
So what's the youngest? I know kids kind of doodle and stuff, but what's that age that you see that they start taking a little bit more seriously?
Well, it's like my grandson right now. He just turned 12. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he got turned on to it. And I've seen kids like six or, it just depends on the parent and what the kid does. And sometimes, like say, they start doodling.
Mm-hmm.
The doodling becomes pictures, and pictures become better. And so I guess that's one of the things I'm involved with the Smith Mountain Arts Council. I mean, you got sports, nothing wrong with that. Usually
right.
When the kids grow up, hey, play baseball, play soccer, play this. But the trouble is, after a while, athletic goes away.
Sure.
But the arts, no matter where, performing arts, visual, photo, that stays with you for a long time and doesn't go away.
So can you kind of make the argument that, even like watching a good movie, that's art. So actually everybody is a fan of art.
Well, it's like, all right, I'm a starving actor looking for work. I'm 73 years old, and I'm still a starving actor. Okay, and I've done a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm.
All my life. And I sing, do some stand-up and so forth. And I had my working career,
mm-hmm.
and then I got retired when I was 57. That was my goal. And I've been having a blast. Just like I had an audition for Greensboro Project. And, of course, I do the children's Sunday sermons. And I have a blast working with the kids because I do my artistic thing. And I'm also doing another choir. We're doing the rec room and singing Latin. So I've been able to use my ability to still stay busy. I mean, just like this arts council, it's over 30 years old.
Wow.
30 years been doing this. And you see the activities that it's got. I mean, it's got the Lake Players, so they just did the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Lakeside Singers. They also have a program for the junior Appalachian musicians. The notable singers, they go, the ladies, they go to nursing homes.
Yeah.
And so forth. We also got a summer camp for arts, all types of programs for these kids. And then we also give yearly scholarships.
Wow.
To students. Like right now, I was talking to one parent, and the daughter received a scholarship for, and she went to opera, and she's still singing, and that was about 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it always stays with you.
Yeah.
It does. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be fantastic. It doesn't mean you got to be Broadway. It doesn't mean, but it's something that if you like to do, it just can stay with you. I mean, I know a friend of mine in Mooresville, she paints.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been painting now for 20 years, and she enjoys it. It just relaxes her. I know another gentleman takes photographs, just like we got a photo club, and he still stays with it. So
yeah.
Art does not go away. It doesn't.
Sure. And I hesitate asking you this, but I'm gonna put you on the spot, Neil. Tell me, because you've grown with the arts, okay? You've been doing this for many, many years. Tell me how the digital age is impacting the arts. Is it good for us? And I don't want to get into AI because that's a whole nother topic for another day. But tell me how, because things have changed from maybe putting it on a canvas to now doing it more digitally. What's your feelings on that?
Okay, I'm old-fashioned.
Right.
This is really going to age me. To me, it's the hand coordination.
Yes.
I mean, I see the movies today, and it's all, like you say, computers, 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 computers.
Yeah.
But to me, it's the actual hand-eye coordination of seeing things put together.
Yeah.
Not by machines, not by computers, but the individual and the heart. Just like, okay, I'm a movie buff, but I like the oldies. Okay, they're clean. You can see the lighting. You can see how they did things,
mm-hmm.
and it's intriguing. When I go to the movies today, it's shoot 'em up, bang bang.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
The main thing, and I mean, I take my grandchildren, and they kind of awe, and then I try to talk to them and show them some of the old stuff. Oh, I like that. So
yeah.
it's just how you grow up.
Sure.
It is.
So your event, again, is October the 17th through the 26th. It's at the Kaleidoscope Gathering Place, and that's on Hardy Road in Hardy, Virginia. Give me some hours. I'm looking at some of the different things, different times for different days.
It has a grand opening.
Right.
On October 17th from 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the 18th to the 26th is going to be 10 to 4.
Okay.
And again, you're going to see all types of art from young ages to I don't say young. I don't like to use the word old.
Right, right. I understand.
I don't. And again, what's great about this organization is that we create, we celebrate, and we connect through the arts.
Yeah. Well, let's play a song by Billy Joel, The River of Dreams. Maybe dreaming is something you'd like to do, dreaming to do the arts. We'll come back and talk to Neil how the arts changed his life. You're listening to Doc Rock Smith Mountain Lake, your feel-good station. We're back with Neil Howes, and we're talking about the arts and a big event coming up here beginning on the 17th in Smith Mountain Lake. So, Neil, we talked about how art changed your life. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Well, of course, first of all, you talk about dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
My son taught me this a long time ago. You quit dreaming, you quit living.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, let's start with my life. I was a normal kid, happy-go-lucky when I was 5, smiling, all that good stuff as a kid. Then I had the measles, the mumps, and I was sick. And then one time I had a high fever and a bad earache, and a really bad earache. Mm. And I woke up one morning, and all of a sudden I got dizzy and hit the floor.
Oh, wow.
And I heard kind of noises in my ear. And then all of a sudden, this little boy started changing. In other words, developed a speech impediment. I couldn't sit still. I was rambunctious in class, very poor student, and at one point they gave me the R word. You know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I was labeled.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in second grade, and we were They're going to do a play, and with Winnie the Pooh, who gets stuck in the hole because he ate too much honey. Mm-hmm. Well, my mother always read me Winnie the Pooh, and I stood up. I can do Winnie the Pooh, and everybody laughed because I my usual stutter.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me, and I said, "My mommy reads those stories," and so she gave me a chance. So for about 3 weeks, I learned the script over and over and over and over and over again.
Hmm.
Then the night of the performance, again, this is where Pooh goes to Rabbit's house and down the hole. He eats too much. He gets stuck in the hole, okay? And this is where the part where they're going to pull him out. And pull him out. Next thing you know, they pull me up, but the whole stage fell apart. And everybody was laughing.
Oh.
Not at me, but with what happened.
Sure.
And I said, "Wow, this is neat. Great." And then all of a sudden, of course, I really didn't have any good coordination either. And so I took tap and just some other stuff, singing. And so they realized that through singing that I could have the pace of the music,
mm-hmm,
and the pace of the notes, and I could sing without my stutter.
Wow.
Then finally, at fifth grade, I was with my grandfather, and we're listening to Red Skelton on a TV show, and all of a sudden he had turned down and had to get closer and closer. And he talked to me on my right side, and I ignored him. Then he all of a sudden he called my dad. "I know what the problem is. He can't hear."
Mm.
Now, back then, they didn't do tests. They
right.
didn't. Okay. And so they realized I got a hearing aid, more speech classes over and over again. And of course, I still stutter today. I still get stuck every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Through that, I get the arts to save my life. Now, a lot of guys play football, whatever. I did a little bit of wrestling, but basically, I did the dramatic arts. And I was not the joker in the class, but I was a brown noser.
Mm-hmm.
I told my students my problem, but through my entertaining, I always made people laugh and enjoyed it at the right time. And I did the plays, and all through high school, I even went to New York City, became a very successful starving actor, and I realized, holy fella, you got to eat. You're good, but not that good. And I was always told by my teachers, as you get older, you'll be a good character actor. So my goal was, when I got to college, went to Elon, was to learn a trade, which was business, minor in accounting,
mm-hmm,
that I could retire and follow my dreams. And fortunate, with the decisions I made, and blessed, I got to retire when I was 57 years old. And my first big show biz was the town crier at the Renaissance Festival in Charlotte. I did the festival for 7 years, and I've also did the marketing. Here's an example. You ever heard the word, "Don't kill the messenger"?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it came from. You know, what I say, you know, hear ye, King Charles' head's going up, and all the trouble is I have, you know, bad weather, and they have no friends, and I need a hug. And I say it right next to a pretty lady, and they gave me a hug. I say, it works every time.
Yeah.
You know, and I do some of the vaudeville stuff.
Right.
And I've been fortunate. Like I said, I just had an audition for a project in Greensboro. And, of course, my big thrill, I did a movie with Owen Wilson and Glenn Zemeckis. And, of course, it went right to Redbox. It was not that good. I had a part as a foreman. They were tearing down this building.
Mm-hmm.
I did my lines, all that good stuff. By the time it all came out, I hold a clipboard with an ugly face on it. I mean, I've done some independent projects. I got to play a retired CA guy and got to kill the bad guy and some other things. No, I'm not a star, and I admit that. I mean, I've done commercials with Bojangles, and you see the back of my hand, the head, whatever. You know, but it's been a blast.
And, yeah, sure.
I'm still doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's awesome. And I can tell your passion for it, and you worked hard doing something that freed you up to do what you love, and that's a cool thing right there, Neil.
Now, I want to give our website.
Yes.
It's smac-arts.com. Again, that's smac-arts.com, and you can look up the information. We're also having our fundraising right now, and to see our, we basically have two expenses that we've got the arts camp, that for kids during the summer. And we also, again, we give yearly scholarships. And this is where we have to start raising money to do these things.
Sure. Well, awesome. I put your, on our Facebook page, if you go to Facebook, type in facebook.com/DocRockSML, you will see the art show for Smith Mountain. It's October the 17th through the 26th, and it's at the Kaleidoscope Gathering Place in Hardy, Virginia. I've got that up on our Facebook page. Neil, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to talking to you again.
Well, listen, Mark, first of all, thank you. You help the community. And a lot of radio stations are not local anymore.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder and harder. But again, I appreciate what you do. And thank you so much for bringing Smith Mountain Lakes Arts Council to the area.
We are Doc Rock, Smith Mountain Lake, your feel-good station.